Psalms 36, verse 9. Psalms 36, verse 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. The word fountain there is source of light, of life. God is the source of our life. And then he said, in your light shall we see light. Light there is the light of this, of instruction, or the daybreak, or the dawn, or the morning light, or the light of life. Light is also illumination. And I've been thinking, you know, the one thing that we've talked about for, we read the scripture in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that tells us that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit, nor can he understand them. You know, the biggest problem with, or one of the biggest problems with religion is that most people only know what is taught by their church. They never take the time to search the scriptures to see whether it's true or not. They accept it on face value or take the Bible as being literal to what it says without going back and looking up the Greek or the Hebrew to find the meaning. And they will fight you because that's what grandmama and their parents believed, or that's what their church teaches, or their pastor has a doctorate degree. But the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. The Bible talks about that the Bereans, that they searched the scriptures daily to see if the things that Paul had said were so. And we know that God is the source of our life that we live, that the Word tells us that in Him we live and have our being. That's in Him is our life. And Matthew 5:14 says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. And you know, the thing that I've seen in these scriptures is the illumination or the spiritual understanding or the spiritual consciousness they were to have. And of course, when you begin to talk about consciousness, the first thing comes to mind is New Age. But consciousness is not a bad word. God has delivered us from sin consciousness and brought us into God consciousness, and our spiritual understanding of what God is saying to us today. We've talked about our intimate relationship with Him, spending time with Him, listening to what He has to say, because He is the fountain of life. He is the source of life. He is the source of understanding. Jesus said, it is expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, one likened to the same, will not come. But when He is come, says He will teach you all things. God's not trying to withhold from us, but as we grow in Him, He is enlightening us in the understanding of who He is. And we are seeing the revelation of His Word within us. And He said, you're the light of the world. You're the spiritual truth that is in the world. And man can only understand or tries to understand the things of the Spirit by the natural man. And that can't happen. Spiritual things are compared with spiritual things. You cannot. Jesus in John 8:11 says, then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And then in John 9:5, Jesus says this, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And that word light there means reason, mind, the power of understanding, especially moral and spiritual truth. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But then he said, you're the light of the world. But then in this verse, he says, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. But we know that when Jesus ascended back to the Father, on the day of Pentecost, he came in the likeness and of the Holy Spirit to dwell within man, to enlighten, to illuminate, to give us spiritual understanding. And you know, so many times we are so ready to reject what we hear without consulting with God or consulting with the Spirit to see whether those things be true. We are so prone to criticize because it does not line up with what we believe. God's got revelation that we haven't seen yet. God's got understanding that we haven't come to yet. But He is gradually enlightening us and illuminating us with His revelation. And just because something doesn't sound right today, we can't reject it on the grounds of what it sounds like, because what we see today, if we had been seen or heard this years ago, we would have considered it heresy. Because we were right there in the church believing like they believed and doing like they believed. But the fact of the matter is that the personal, intimate relationship with God, knowing His voice, listening to what the Spirit has to tell us, in knowing that He is the fountain of life, and that in His light we shall see light. In His illumination we shall see illumination. In His consciousness we shall come into consciousness. God's bringing us into the understanding of who He is. Not what we conceive God as being, not who man has made God to be, but the reality of who He is. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not keeping a record of man's sin. But He reconciled man back to Himself. And that's the fact of the matter, that in the ending, that God will be all and in all. That none will be lost and none will be condemned to hell. But God will be all and in all. And in man's understanding, in the natural man, he cannot conceive this. Because man wants retribution. Man wants revenge. Man holds grudges. Man does not understand unconditional love. He feels like that God has to judge as He judges. I'm glad that we're not judged by man. I'm glad that we have a loving Heavenly Father who loved us so much that He was in Christ reconciling the world back to Himself. That Jesus is the propitiation for the sins of all mankind, not just a few. We know that Paul said that he believed in the God who was the Savior of all. Not just a few, but the Savior of all. These things, he said, command and teach. And in Ephesians 5:8, it says, you who were sometime in darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. For sometime you were sometime in darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. See, God's children need to understand that we need to listen and to know the voice of the Lord, because the things that man teaches so many times comes from the natural realm. And we need to compare this with what God has to say to us. He said, we walked in darkness. We were in darkness. Every one of us were in darkness. We were alienated in our mind from God. God was never alienated from us, but we were alienated in our mind. Why? Because we had false concepts of God. We were taught false concepts of God. But he said, now you're light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Walk in that understanding. Ephesians 5 and verse 14 says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. You see, light, that reasoning, that mind, the power of understanding, is spiritually moral and spiritual truth. You know, when you listen to what I say, you should never receive it without first conferring with the Lord. I've learned that when I hear something that maybe I don't see at that time, I don't reject it. I place it in my mind and tell God that when He wants me to understand it, let me understand it. Give me light. Give me truth. Because what I want to see more than anything else in the world, I want to see the truth, the reality that God has for us. We have the revelation of the manifestation of the sons of God. We've seen that revelation. We want the truth that is going to cause the revealing of God's sons in the earth, whatever it is. You know, it may not be what I see today. That's okay with me. I want to keep a teachable spirit before the Lord. And I want to look at creation with an unconditional love, knowing that all of creation was created by God and for God, and that when everything is said and done, that God is going to be all and in all, that even Jesus is going to submit Himself unto God, and that the last enemy that will be destroyed will be death. But life and immortality will reign on this earth. God has a people. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 5, he says, you're all children of the light and of the day, and not of the night nor of darkness. See, God has brought us to spiritual understanding. We're not children of the darkness. We're not children bound to the natural thoughts of mankind or the natural understanding. God's taught us more than that. That out of that personal relationship with Him, and I've said it before, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and know my voice. Beloved, that is one of the concrete foundations that we need in our lives, is to know the voice of God when He speaks to us. And one thing that I have always looked at is when God's Word comes to me and it comes with peace, then I know that's from God. There's no confusion in God. There's no, absolutely no confusion in God in what He says to you. And no unrest in God. But when His Word and His revelation comes to us, and it comes in peace, we know that God is speaking to us. We can rest in that. When He reveals something to us, we have a peace about it. He gives us spiritual understanding. And he says, you're children of the light. You're children of understanding. Spiritual understanding. 2 Timothy 1:10 says, but now it's made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The word light there is to enlighten, to illuminate, to enlighten spiritually. So he has brought illumination to light. You know, we're not stuck in the dark ages. We're not in a void where God is not speaking to his people. But we're in a time that God is preparing us for the manifestation of the sons of God. And one of the things that is happening is that we are coming to know him in the reality of who he is. We are being enlightened to spiritual matters, to see and to understand him in the light of his word. In 2 Peter 1 and verse 19, it says, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. Now, unto a light that shineth in a dark place. We know what happens when we walk in a room and turn on a light. The darkness is dispelled. Well, it's the same way with God's word. When that light is turned on spiritually within us, the darkness is dispelled until the day dawns and the day star, Jesus Christ, arises in your heart. God's people in this hour is being changed. We're not children of the night. We're not children of the darkness. We're children of the light. God has dispelled false concepts of himself within our hearts. God has done away with sin consciousness and has replaced it with God consciousness. And he has caused us to understand that he is the fountain of life, that there is no life outside of him. There is no life in any other place but him. And that in his light, or in his understanding, we shall have spiritual understanding. Everything is in him. He is the source of our life. He is the life-giving spirit that we are. He is our actual life. And that as we come to know him, come to walk with him, we are becoming an expression of God in the earth. Jesus was an expression of God in the earth. God is manifesting himself through a people, an expression of himself on the earth. And I tell you, that expression is not going to be no expression of a false God. That's not going to be the expression of a God that does not love. But it's going to be of a God that loves his creation unconditionally. If the eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Our single eye is beholding God and God alone. As we behold him, we are changed into the same image. We're not eating at the tree of good and evil, because we have come to understand that everything is God. Everything is God. We are beholding him. We're not beholding good and evil, but beholding him. And in that, he has brought to us unconditional love. That as we come to know him and become like him, we are seeing creation through his eyes. And through his eyes, there is no condemnation. Through His eyes there is no judgment. Through His eyes we see that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. That every man in his own order, every man has not tasted of God yet, but every man in his own order, that creation has already been redeemed, and every man in his own order will come to know Him. That every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings. You see, we cannot be an expression of Him until we know Him. And if we could come to know Him within ourselves, we would do it today. But God has a process. God has a purpose. And that He's bringing us, we're walking out that purpose in the earth today. That as we behold Him, we're becoming like Him. The light of the glory of God is filling us to fullness and overflowing. That we are arising in His light. Not that we're being lifted up physically or levitating off of this earth. But spiritually, we are arising to a greater height and a greater understanding of who He is. Our hearts are teachable. Our ears hear the voice of the Lord in this hour as He speaks to us. And we are becoming to the place where we so know His voice that when He speaks, we say, "Yes, Lord, here am I." Willing to do that for which He said. Because, see, when you come to know Him, you know that when He speaks, He's going to accomplish. The Word says that His Word will not go out, but it will accomplish that which it was sent forth. As the rain comes down, it accomplishes that which it was sent down for. So is His Word. That is the confidence. That is the trust. That is the faith that we have in Him. That when He speaks, we know that what He says will be accomplished in the earth. And that's what the manifested sons of God will do. Jesus, He only spoke the things He heard His Father speak. He only did the things that He saw His Father do. And that as the manifested sons of God will walk in that same pathway, will speak forth the words of the Lord and do the works that we see God do. And that comes from knowing Him and having the light of the Lord within our hearts and listening to the voice of the Lord. I tell you, God, He is so awesome. The more we come to understand who He is and what His love is for creation, the more our whole being sings praises and glory to His name. For surely He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised and adored. There's no one like Him to receive praises. And we worship before Him. We come into adoration of Him, of who He is and how great and how mighty our God is. Amen.